So before we get into the episode, a word from our sponsors. Hello everyone, I'm your host Betty. Thanks for listening in today. We're going to be talking about Outlander Episode 6, The Garrison Commander. But before we get into all of that, I want to talk about something. I've decided to change it up a little bit. This will be my last back-to-back episode about Outlander. So starting Monday, I'm going to do The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Then Wednesdays, I'm going to cover Men in Kilts. And then on Fridays, I am going to continue with Outlander. That's just to change up the subject a little bit and make it more interesting. And when I get to the 8th episode of Outlander, I'm going to do Sam Heughan's new movie, SAS Red Notice. So, some discussions about the previous episode. When I was talking about the herb that Claire gave Ned Gowan for his breathing, I said it backwards. It's called apple thorn, not thorn apple. And it was the redcoats that hit the village that Dougal gave the people the grain and food instead of making them give him payments. And the reverend that's helping Frank do research on his ancestry, his name is Reverend Wakefield, and he's actually pretty important in the future because he, of course, y'all all know he's Roger's stepfather. So yeah, that's some stuff I probably missed in the previous episode, and so let's just get on to the discussion of this episode. The synopsis I have written here, it says, Claire and Dougal are questioned at the local garrison, and Dougal is treated with hostility and disdain by the British occupiers. Claire lets down her guard, but her headstrong opinions get her into trouble again, and she discovers the true nature of Black Jack Randall when left alone with him. So, yeah. Yeah, Black Jack Randall is just a vile, vile person. But anyway, let's get into the discussion. This episode starts off right where we left off in the last episode. And one thing that I haven't called attention to since I started doing these podcasts, the title cards, you know, when it's coming on, you know, after the theme music and everything, and then when it comes in and it says the name of the episode and Ronald D. Moore's name and based on the books by Diana Gabaldon, those title scenes, they are so creative with those. This one starts out with they show a red coat and a hat hanging on a chair, and then it goes to the window and it shows the razor and a watch. So I thought that was really creative. All of them have been really creative in the past and in the future too. So anyway, I never did, call attention to that little detail, but anyway, let's get back into the episode. So it starts off right where it left off in the last episode, where the redcoats are asking Claire if she's in any danger, and she tells them no, she is a guest of the Clan Mackenzie, like Dougal has been saying. So she confirms what Dougal says, you know, because she doesn't want to cause anybody any trouble, I'm sure. But the man there is still insistent that she go and talk to her to his commander, and so I get they go with him. Dougal is insistent that he goes with them to keep an eye on her, of course. And so they go and they're riding towards, you know, to there, and the voiceover that Claire does says that she finally felt like she was with her people. Even though they, you know, and she's in a different time period, she still felt, finally that she felt like she was with, her own, familiarity with the, redcoats. Then they arrive at the village, and, Claire says that she feels like Dougal probably understands, what it feels like to be an Outlander, even though he's on Scottish land, Mackenzie land even. He probably has been feeling what she's been feeling for, you know, the last few, I think it's been weeks since she's gone through the stone. So, yeah, it's kind of the tables are turned between Dougal and herself. So he's in the enemy territory, so he's probably feeling like the Outlander and the outcast. So, and we will see here in a minute when they go to speak to the commander, just, you know, just how unwelcome they make him feel. So they go into this room where the commander is there, and they're all real welcoming to Claire. Then the commander wants to know who Dougal is, of course, and he introduces himself, and this guy is so rude to Dougal, saying that he can't understand what he says. And I thought Dougal right here was, you know, really being really noble right here, and the redcoats were being very, very mean to him, and it really bothered me. So I'm gonna confess right now, before we go any further, I struggled to do this podcast about this episode, and it's really hard because I don't like Black Jack Randall. I don't like any of this. I don't like the way they treated, you know, Dougal, and it was a really hard episode to get through. And I don't know how I'm gonna get through the last two episodes of this season. If anybody knows, y'all know what I'm talking about. So it's gonna be hard. But anyways, back to this episode. They were being really hateful and rude to Dougal, and then I think the commander starts saying stuff like he could be a laird, you know, he could get used to this life because his soldiers move faster than most of his servants, and but he starts to ask Dougal, you know, what's underneath your kilt, and Dougal actually, right here, I loved this scene because Dougal actually made this guy feel stupid. So, you know, yeah, you know, it bothers me that, you know, when they're making, you know, treating Dougal poorly right here, but, you know, Dougal gives it as good as he gets it, you know. So I know a lot of people, I want to take a minute here and talk about Dougal. I know that a lot of people don't really like Dougal because of the way he treats Claire sometimes, and he tries to hit on her and do things, and I get that, you know. He shouldn't do that, especially after she gets married to Jamie. But these first few episodes, you know, Dougal hasn't done too much to make you feel, you know, make you hate him, and he never really does. Maybe I'm forgetting what happens in future episodes, but for right now, I'm loving the character Dougal. I mean, I love that actor Graham McTavish. He's a brilliant actor, and so yeah, I love Dougal. So anyways, so after the question about the kilt and all of that, you know, Claire steps in and gets the men to stop fighting amongst each other, and then the commander tells Dougal that there's no room for him to sit at the table, so he excuses himself and he goes downstairs and leaves Claire with them, and she's telling them her story and all of this. And then the worst thing that could ever happen in this episode happens. Black Jack Randall comes in the door, and of course, you know, Claire thinks, you know, for a minute, I mean, right before that happens, she thinks that she's, you know, on her way to getting back to the stones. And she probably would have been if Black Jack Randall hadn't have come in that door. So anyways, so when he comes in, you know, and the commander tells him to brush himself off because he's filthy from riding and stuff. And, you know, Blackjack Randall's trying to tell him that Dougal McKenzie is right downstairs. And the commander tells him that he knows. And I think Blackjack questions him about it. And the commander says, well, you know, I'm a commander and you're just a captain. So, I mean, you know. Why are you questioning me? So, but anyway, he walks out the door and brushes himself off, and then he comes back in, of course, and right before he dusts himself off, he walks by Claire, and, you know, of course, he recognizes her from when she came through the stones, and she thought he was Frank, so, yeah, and anyway, I'm running out of time to get this episode wrapped up, so I'm gonna kind of snowball it from here instead of doing like I usually do. So after all of that happens, I think someone comes in and says that there's been someone injured, and Claire, of course, goes down there to help this soldier that has his arm's been really badly hurt, and she has to amputate it. And then, of course, Dougal comes up and tells Claire that he's concerned for her because Blackjack Randall is here. And, you know, so she goes back upstairs after all of that chaos has happened. And Blackjack Randall's up there by himself. And Claire wonders where the commander has gone. And, of course, you know, he went out to look for the people that did this. And Claire's worried that, you know, maybe that it was Dougal's, you know, Jamie and the gang maybe had something to do with this. But they didn't. But she tells him to make himself scarce because, you know, they're going to come after him if, you know, they're going to probably try to blame him and his group for this, for this incident. So anyway, she goes back. I mean, you know, they're up in that room, her and Blackjack Randall, and then there's another guard there. And they're sitting there and they're talking, and, Claire, she kind of lets her guard down with Blackjack Randall, and she gets too comfortable. And, but they're sitting there and they're talking about how, she tries to convince him that, you know, her story about being on the road and all of that. And he doesn't buy any of it. You know, he doesn't believe her. And she comes up with this story about how she was in love with a soldier and all of that. And he starts painting her picture, or drawing her picture, and he asks her to come over there and look at it, and he tells her he doesn't believe her, and then she brings something up about Jamie, the flogging, and he starts to talk about how he feels bad for what he did to Jamie, and he goes into full detail, the gruesome details about what he did to Jamie, and they actually show it, and he tells her that Dougal was there, and yeah, that was not a very pleasant scene at all. This is the reason why I'm struggling with this episode. That's why I'm kind of just snowballing it right now. I'm not going back and doing a scene for scene, you know, watching it. So, but anyway, Jamie, they show the whole gruesome scene, and he tells Claire, you know, Blackjack Randall tells Claire that he felt bad for what he had done, and he hoped that God would forgive him and all of this. And Claire actually starts to believe him. And she says, well, maybe if he escorted her to Inverness, that would be a way for him to be forgiven. And he gets up to help her up. And as she's getting up, he punches her in the gut, and brings that guard back in, and has him kicking her and all that. And then Dougal barges in and stops it. Thank God for Dougal. And he says that she has to come to, you know, he'll need to see her again tomorrow for questioning. And but anyway, so Dougal and Claire leave, and she can barely sit up straight on the horse, and they finally stop at this river to get some water. And of course Claire drinks from the river there, and Dougal asks her one more time if she's a spy, and she says no, and this time he believes her, and she wonders why, and he tells her that the water, you know, if she was to have drank from that water and then lied, it would tell her true, you know. It's magical water. And but anyway, so he proposes marriage to her, and she's like, well, you want me to marry you? And he says no, and I can't remember the line. I'll probably remember it in the next episode. We'll bring it up. But he's something about grinding her corn. But anyway, but he's not the one that he has in mind for her to marry. And of course, the next scene we see, she's looking over the contract that Ned Gowan had drawn up for them, and it's to marry Jamie. And Jamie comes over there, and they're talking, and he offers her a drink, and she's like, we can't do this, you know, because wouldn't it bother him that she was not a virgin? And he tells her that it doesn't bother him that she's not a virgin, just so long as it doesn't bother her that he is. And he walks off, and then she gets up, you know, after that talk, and walks towards the man, and that's where the episode ends. So, like I said, this episode was really hard to watch because of the whole Jamie flogging scene, and that's probably all the general thoughts I have on it. So y'all stay tuned for trivia. Okay, so I have three pieces of trivia for you. Number one, when Captain Randall is interrogating Claire, she expresses that he has a decent man within him still, and Randall replies, it would be a pretty thing to think so. This is the same line which ends Hemingway's The Sun Also Rises. In Hemingway's novel, and in this scene, it is a cynical recognition that dream has slipped away forever. Number two, Claire and Dougal are being escorted to meet the garrison commander. Claire's remarks in her voiceover that the British soldiers surrounding them are called redcoats at this time in history and not Tommies. Interestingly enough, Tommy is a shortened version of Tommy Atkins, and while the origins of the term is a subject of debate, it is known to have been used as early as 1743, the very year Claire finds herself. And then number three, the mention to the Black Hole of Calcutta is not factually accurate, as the events happened in 1756, 13 years after this date. So that's all pretty interesting. That's all I've got on trivia, so stay tuned for news. So in the news, they have had some new casting additions for season 6. From TV Line, it has to say, Outlander has cast three pivotal season 6 characters. Stars announced Friday, relative newcomer Jessica Reynolds will play Melva Christie, whom readers of Diana Gabaldon's book will recognize as the young woman who becomes Claire's apprentice and eventually causes great trouble on Fraser's Ridge. Meanwhile, Mark Lewis Jones from Chernobyl will play Tom Christie, Melva's father, and one of Jamie's not-so-friendly acquaintances from his Edsmere prison days. Alexander Vlahos from Merlin will play Alan Christie, Melva's brother, who is wary of strangers. Oh boy, is all I gotta say on that. Welcome to the cast, but oh boy. And that's all the news that we have, so stay tuned for listener feedback. So I actually do have one piece of feedback from my sister, Robin. She says, yes, Claire was screwed when Black Jack Randall showed up because she already knew he was bad from the first episode because he was going to hurt Claire if Murda hadn't showed up. She said it was probably hard for Claire to accept Black Jack Randall as the bad person because he was Frank's ancestor. All the actors are wonderful in this episode. She says she felt bad for Black Jack Randall at first, kind of believing him, but then his true colors showed and he is just awful. And in this episode, she says, thank God for Dougal that he was there. Yes, he is kind of shady in the past, but he feels what he's doing is right for his cause. So thank you, Robin, for that feedback. And that's all the feedback I have. That's going to wrap up this episode tonight. So like I said in past episodes, the way you can get a hold of me to leave listener feedback like this is I have an email, which is talkingaboutfunthings@yahoo.com. My Twitter handle is @talkingaboutfu1. And my Facebook group is www.facebook.com/groups/talkingaboutfunthings. So that's going to wrap up this episode. Just a reminder, Monday we will be talking about the Falcon and Winter Soldier. And then Wednesday we're going to be talking about Men in Kilts. And then Friday we will continue the discussion about Outlander. And it's going to be the wedding episode, so yay. That's going to be, woo. Anyway, it's going to wrap it up and y'all keep having fun.